You know, one thing that I have learned over the last couple of days is that you can't be nobody's lover until you be somebody's friend. Hello, this is Yanni T. I know it's been a while since I've actually done a sit down and talk video with you all. It has been a very busy time for me here lately. And I know that if you hear a lot of background noise, I have family in the house. But I wanted to share this with you all. Many of you all are familiar with the late Nicholas Ashford from the hit duo Ashford and Simpson and his wife Valerie Simpson. Who was also a very prolific songwriter ahead of their time. They wrote such hits such as "I'm Every Woman, It's All in Me, Anything You Want Done, Baby" for Chaka Khan. They wrote "Solid, Solid as a Rock," "And Now We're Solid," whatever they're saying. A bunch of songs. I'm not going to go into detail about their Rolodex, if you will, or their index of songs. But there is a song that has stuck out to me that I've been listening to, and it's called "Over and Over." And the late Sylvester James, who you know is my idol, has done this song. And it simply says, "You can't be nobody's lover until you're somebody's friend." And the song is basically saying, take time to get to know the person that you are dating. Take time to really look deep inside that person's soul. And they let them look deep inside of you. Because what's a book before it's even read? A cover can't tell the story. And so many times we, especially as LGBT people, we oftentimes are so gung-ho about jumping into relationships within 2 weeks instead of taking the necessary time to really get to know the person, to really get to know our potential mate, or to see if there's somebody that we really want to date or invest that time in. Because it could be that that person may not be loyal or faithful, or that person may have some issues that they need to sort out, or you may find that this is the one for you, and you may need to make sure that you are in the right mindset before you date this person. You can love that person all you want to, but you should take that time to really explore, investigate, get to know that person, force that strong bond, that strong connection to where you have that respect, you have that love, that trust, and that honesty. And like I said, so many times, and I've done this myself, I've jumped and made somebody my lover or my significant other without them being my friend. And it turned out to be a big ratchet mess. It turned out to be a hot mess full of boo-boo and crap. Dated someone that found out later was a stunt queen. Dated someone that was just self-hating. Dated someone that was abusive. Dated someone that basically lied and was basically playing me and a couple of other people. So that's why it's crucial that you take the time to really know a person. And also, and I know y'all don't want to hear this, but sometimes you have to friend zone people for an X amount of time to really see what their motives is for wanting to be with you, because not everybody has a pure agenda. I'm sorry, that's the way of life. Not everyone has a pure agenda. And that's why it says you can't be nobody's love until you somebody's friend. Find you a friend, honey. You need to find you a friend. It's nothing wrong with being friends first. Friends, I've heard this said and I've seen this for myself. Friends make the best lovers, make the best life partners. Simply said, get to know that person, be a friend with them, you know, hang out with them, go different places with them, have that intimate knowledge. The relationship may not come to maybe a couple of years later on down the road, but if that person is genuinely the person for you, it will happen. They will know your likes and dislikes. You will know what they like doing, what they don't like, what they will and will not tolerate, what they stand for, what they are passionate about, what, you know what I'm saying? So you have to really put forth that effort and stop settling, because sometimes we just settle. Sometimes we just settle. We just settle. No shade, no tea, no turk, no ham. Sometimes we just settle. We just settle for whatever comes our way. And sometimes settling is dangerous because we're like, okay, I really like this person, so I'm just going to deal with this behavior, or I'm going to deal with this. But you realize that it's weighing on you, it's draining the life out of you. That's why you have to make the decision. Okay, I want to be friends and see where this goes. You have to be friends first and see where it goes. Like the song says, you can't be nobody's lover. You can't be nobody's lover till you're somebody's friend. Hey, yeah. So that's just my advice to you all. Take the time to really get to know someone before you forge a relationship with them. And I'm going to be back with some more videos. Y'all check me out on vid.me as well. Check me out on vocal.media. The links are posted below in the comment section as well. Check out my music as well. I have a few online stores. So y'all check out the end credits. Yeah, that will bless your life. That will enrich your soul. Amashando, whatever I say. But y'all live, love, and be free. Support the priestess. Share these videos. Thumbs up. Set your notifications. I love y'all so much. Smooches.